while since I could hold my head up high, and it's been a while since I first saw you.
You guys just wasted like a good 30 minutes of jokes.
We're gonna keep talking.
To be fair, that's all magic that we can just share.
Well, so just to recap all the jokes we wasted,
where's my tweets?
Peter Sarsgaard's dick. It's been a while.
We made a Stained reference, which was timely.
And they should.
Is that Stained? Yeah. I thought it was Default.
Well, it's clearly been a while for you.
It's been a while.
Well, that's terrible fucking decade of music.
That was it. That was,
it was
like
it was
this decade.
It was
no, it was last decade. It was
in the future.
It was like after Kurt Cobain died, everyone like alternative became unpalatable.
Rap rock.
Man, Stain was like 2003, wasn't it?
Yeah, Stain was Family Values tour.
At the end, I just mean that was like the end of that decade. Like,
was it?
Yeah, because right after Stained and all that. Default and all the like Creed core Creed core revival, that's when like the Strokes hit and then garage rock came back, but like 2003 2004 but alternative quotes that led into like rap rock. And
remember in Don Letts punk documentary, it ends with like, and then the future, and it shows like Limp Bizkit and it's like, oh. Shit.
Man, I wish that was the future.
It still is the future.
Yeah.
Have you heard the new single?
No. Nope.
It's phenomenal.
Tweet that.
Peter Little Wayne.
Oh, God, no.
He signed to Cash Money Records.
That's kind of amazing that, like, I don't know, everybody after Kurt Cobain died took that template of, like, you know...
Quiet, love, quiet.
Well, no, not even that, but like, it was like, you know... Kurt Cobain being constantly, like, you know, earnest and just, you know, taking himself really seriously, which in retrospect...
Kurt Cobain is my favorite local coffee shop.
Kurt Cobain is...
You mean Kurt Bean and Co.
Kurt Cobain.
Kurt's Beans and Co.
No, I got it. I made the joke.
Oh, the thanks.
You can't, right, you can't top that.
I'm going to tweet some stuff. I went down to Kurt Cobain and got a double shot.
Hey-o!
Oh, it's not good.
I'm going to hashtag live podcast.
This is your Courtney Love.
That's live podcast. So far, not fun.
Also not live.
Well, I'm living and I'm here.
There you go.
It's a good live podcast.
Matt, live. That should be the name of your Twitter feed. Roll call.
Eric.
Will.
Dave.
Matthew.
And we are...
Just said my name.
We are Stained.
We are down... we are down pod today. Which is unfortunate.
I thought you were going to say we were down with the sickness. And I'm really disappointed.
Ooh, I'm phlegmy.
Pod is down with the sickness.
That's true.
And it's been a while since we did a podcast. It's
been a while since we did a podcast.
And, well, this is how you remind me of how much fun you are.
But it's not like you. So sorry. I was waiting on a different story.
Oh, God. Yeah, that was a terrible decade.
Yeah, it was really bad.
What was I doing in that? Well, what year was that? Early 2000s?
Were you in your screamo band?
I was in my screamo band.
Matt was like, you were kind of a... Were you ahead of the curve, or that was right on point?
That was right on point.
Yeah.
Alexis on Fire came out with the first album, and I'm like, we're going to start a band like this.
We should do this exact same thing.
Yeah.
I was also in that kind of band.
Of course, man. Good, because before that, I was in a basically a Misfits cover band.
Dude, that would be so much fun.
No, it wasn't.
How is being in a Misfits tribute band not fun?
It wasn't. We just did like 8 covers a show and half of them were Misfits.
And the other half were AFI. That's how it was.
Oh, yeah. The show I went to see you played and every band on the bill covered Sticking in My Eye by Misfits.
Yeah. Every single band. And we did a 15-minute version of Sex and Violence because we ran out of songs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you. We only have 5 songs for you tonight.
They're all 2 minutes. They're all written by the drummer. So who knows what the guy's going to sing. Because he's got a terrible memory.
This isn't that song from that movie with the guy from Fever Pitch.
We used to play Supernova shows and there'd be like 16 band bills.
Yeah.
And also fuck that company. But... So many.
Dude, don't burn bridges.
Sorry, we love Supernova.
Things are not going well for us.
Forgot to mention, Wolfcast is sponsored by Augusta Ale and Supernova.
Pre-buy your tickets to the podcast.
Yeah, Eric made me sell like 400 tickets just to come here tonight.
Yeah, man, free recording time.
If we sell 5 more tickets, we'll probably win this podcast. But there was always someone playing Dig Up Her Bones at every
show. Oh, we did that. Yeah. We did that once.
Including one time there was a metal band with like three guitars. They all played like triple pickup SGs. And they did, they're like denim cutoff vests. And they did Dig Up Her Bones but like slowed down in heavy metal. And it was.
That's actually.
Anything!
That's amazing.
What she wants.
Like, I did my first Misfits song, like, with you guys. It was our old favorite.
Mine too, actually.
Yeah. I managed to, like, avoid all that, you know. I think I was too old for Screamo when it happened, and I was like, this is bullshit.
Well, and
also, I'm from Moncton, so I'm the coolest.
It's funny, like, I was in
the game. Okay, that's what you say?
Like, that shit just, like, wasn't gonna fly. Eric just, from Toronto, like...
Eric just called Moncton the coolest.
No, he called himself the coolest because he's from Moncton.
No,
you have to be the coolest to live in.
I was totally into that shit when it did happen. And like, we're the same age.
Terrible.
Yeah. There's some stuff that I can still listen to from that era.
Maybe that's why you aged better than I did. What do you mean? That was a secret.
Keep myself young.
I need that outlet. It's like, fuck!
It's sad that I think I'm only, like, 3 years older than you guys, and I was just like, I'm too old for that shit. Or, like, I felt like that at that time.
Dude, it just wasn't good music.
When I first heard, like, Alexis on Fire... Like, the idea of, like, those vocals, that was completely outside of the realm of what I understood.
I just lost confidence in my own statement out of fear that Alexis on Fire were going to hear this. But we were not peers. I was like, my opinion.
We good, don't worry.
It's like, wait a minute.
Dallas Green is on a yacht fucking furious somewhere. Yeah, he was in Alexis on Fire, right?
Who's furious?
I was going to say,
I think he's making beer someone. With flying monkeys or something.
Yeah, he is. It's been done. It's Indian color beer.
11% alcohol and it tastes like maple syrup. I'm going to spike my beard throughout this.
Continuing with our 90s rock.
Guys, check it out.
Matt is trying to look like Jeremy Popoff from Lit.
I'll tweet a picture of it at the end of the live podcast tweets.
No, tweet a picture at the end of the actual podcast, so like in 3 weeks.
Oh, no, but I won't be ready.
But like when I first heard Alexis on Fire, like those that screaming, like I'd never heard anything like that, and it... Like, I loved it. Crushed me. I was like, nothing before. And then, so I was super into the first record. And then I listened to more of the same. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this has the things that I like. And is also the same basic thing. And then more came out. And then I was, and that's like, I peaked with seeing Alexis on Fire. And then I was like, okay, everybody else likes this clearly more than I do. Because they want to, like, only listen to this now. It was not. I did not go deep.
You want to know how to write a screamo song? You drop D it, and you play dun 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 all open, shigga dun 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 dun, shigga dun 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 dun, shigga dun dun, and then you put on capo 10, dun dun, and then you go to 8, shigga dun 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 dun, shigga dun dun, and then you sing some whiny bitch, and then you get like a skinny guy who can like. Who can bark like a dog, and then he says something over top of it.
Yep.
And then you sing something really nice, like, love. And then you sing something angry, like, hate. And then five records later, you're fucking who precious on a yacht?
Based on the novel Push by Zach.
I
that's pretty good, Matt.
Thanks, remember man. When I wrote a whole bunch of those. I've been in that band before.
You should tweet that.
No, it's not 140 characters.
Fucking limitations of technology. It's bullshit.
How do you spell
just like that.
I want to say that there's like a deceptive amount of G's in it. Just like really make it guttural.
Hold on. We can't gloss over precious on a yacht.
What did you say? You're fucking. See, he's on a yacht. He said, fucking
Dallas Green.
He said Dallas Green is fucking furious on a yacht.
Oh, furious.
Precious on a yacht. Stop. Well, that makes sense to me.
Read my diary, motherfucker.
Holy shit. That's a.
Picture it.
I think you guys need to write Precious on a Yacht.
Precious Blue Sea.
Fucking Precious on a Yacht.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
so this is, it is the logical sequel.
Yeah. So this is the new band lineup now.
Oh, my God. Fair what it was. Oh, yeah. I totally, totally lost face. This is like really cool screamo kid one time. I was remember I was like jamming with a bunch of people and just like it was not clicking. And I'm just trying, like, I was desperate to be in a band at that point, and he was wearing an Alexis on Fire t-shirt. I'm like, who's Alexis on Fire? And he just kind of rolled his eyes, and from that point forward his jam was basically just over. That was humbling.
You pronounced it wrong.
Yeah I did.
What was the name of your band? Wait, don't tell me. You were in a screamo band. I know it's on the tip of my tongue. It's Land Before Time reference.
Yeah.
It is.
I want to say Tree Fort, but it's not that.
It's something with tree in it. Land Before Time.
Tree Star.
Tree Star. There it is.
I've never seen Land Before Time.
Really?
Ask me if I get that reference.
No. The first one is great, and then everything after that.
All 13 after that.
When
Land Before Time, Friday the 13th.
At this point, it's just like 1993. It's not even like, it doesn't
even
make sense anymore.
The dinosaurs are unthawed on an island.
Air Bud in the Land Before Time versus Jason.
Yeah, there were dinosaurs, and they were. You know,
I know what it is. I've seen the covers.
It was Before Time.
Was it Before Time?
It was in a land.
Apparently, which, you know, I mean, as a physical construct doesn't make sense.
Did they understand that when it was dark they went to sleep? Or did they just go to sleep when they were tired?
It wasn't the land before watches. Like,
wait, that's when you got lost?
That hurt.
I got it.
It was good.
No, I'm curious.
Yeah, because it's before time.
Yeah,
so they don't know when to go to bed.
They don't know when to go to bed. You close your eyes, it's dark, regardless of what the sun says.
Was that the basic premise?
I'm curious. Tweet at me, at Matthew J. Winkler. Do you think they went to sleep?
Oh, this is just going to be a promotional endeavor for
you. I'll have you pick your phone up to see if someone's going to do it.
No idea.
The guy in the FBI van across the street is like, actually.
Actually, they didn't go to sleep when it was dark. They were called long night.
Jenkins, you blew our cover!
Hashtag Philistine.
Hashtag actually, I would,
I'm not sure how hashtags work, but I want to see hashtag Philistine. I think that would be kind of funny.
You just type it. That's how you see it.
Is that what they're
for? Yeah, you put a number sign, and then you just type the word.
Well, I know what it is. I don't know what purpose they serve.
Oh, it means if someone else wants to say that same word as you, what was it?
Philistine.
There you go. Then, like, if they do it, then, like, oh, two people both. So you go and you click on it. It's like, oh, two people are talking about Philadelphia
together. Okay, cool.
Philistine, like, Arl Stein's less successful brother.
Albert Einstein's brother who discovered Philadelphia.
Why don't you just take my joke and just do something different? Why can't I just... Like,
you have the same joke. You have a different joke than me. I'm talking about another joke. You have yours.
But yours is just...
You're like every band after Alexis on Fire.
Pan it.
My jokes.
Just pan it. pin that one to this joke ear, and then pin this one to this joke ear, and it's like, here, is that a joke? Matt's got a joke.
You're listening to yes.
It's just my joke.
Tweet me at Matthew J. Winkler. Which joke is funnier? Text A for Eric and B for Matthew.
Your joke is just Eric's joke wearing an ugly hat.
Ugly hats are hilarious.
But you need me to make them funny. I'm wearing the hat.
It's a good thing you don't have a Twitter feed.
It's Kangol hat.
They kicked me off that shit.
Did they really?
No.
What the fuck happened?
Eric's a little too real for the internet.
Did you guys hear me?
So what does everybody hate about Stained? Let's get segue.
Don't even address me on that.
I hate that I was frequently forced to listen to them when they were saturating the airwaves. And nary a Tide pen in sight.
I like how he wrote that single about how much it sucked to be Stained, and then immediately after his solo career didn't go anywhere, restarted Stained.
Was it Outside?
No, that was a Stained single, wasn't it? He had a brief like country career or something.
He did like some acoustic stuff. Aaron Lewis did Outside. One, the video was him playing an acoustic on the steps at the Family Values tour. To like 60,000 people.
Just I feel like I'm on the outside. I'm looking in. That's a Stained song. But he later went on and wrote some other song about fucking how he was on like a major label, basically talking about being Stained. How the fuck was that song? Anyway, fuck that guy.
Stain remover.
Was it Xanadu? I feel like I might have been Xanadu. And the guy who Stained is just Olivia Newton-John in an elaborate costume.
Xanadu. That's not what that is.
Isn't that Waddle Doo or something like that?
Elton Xanadu.
Waddle Doo.
Waddle Doo.
Podcast called Waddle Doo.
Waddle Doo or Waddle Doo?
Wasn't that the movie about the
Waddle Will and Waddle Mutt?
What?
No, that was Rockadoodle. Never mind. No, I'm sorry.
John DeClair.
I'm getting.
Yeah, I remember Rockadoodle. Oh, that was my jam.
Rockadoodle was shit, man.
You seen Rockadoodle but not Land Before Time?
Yeah.
I feel like Rockadoodle was way later.
That's like seeing Godfather 3. And then, like, oh, there was a 1 and a 2?
You're implying that Rockadoodle
and Land Before Time are the same franchise?
Is the sequel to Land Before Time?
No, man, it's...
Which means you're going from a birds evolved from dinosaurs angle?
All I'm saying is that they exist within the same universe.
Nope.
Like, how...
Dude, waddle out. Waddle out of here.
Waddle out.
Feeling cheap. It's real bad. Xanadu.
You said this douche in at work. We didn't want to have a good time.
So he went to Hopkins.
That's his.
Oh, that's a horrible time.
That's his first problem.
Yeah. Well, he showed up and he didn't want to be there. It was like very clear. Like everything you dropped down, he'd be like, But his best line of the night is we dropped the steak tartare. We're like, oh, steak tartare with truffle oyster mayo and, you know, crisp beef tendon. He's like, tartare? It's like, yeah. He's like, I've had this before. It's like, you have no idea how hilarious you're being. It's like, that's like, and it's like my new joke. And like someone like puts down, it's like, oh, try this beer. I was like, beer? Yeah. I've had this before. It's like the most ignorant statement I've ever heard. And it like... But it's like infuriating at the same time.
Yeah. When you tell this story as a guy who didn't want to have a good time, I'm imagining him coming in with like sweatpants on.
It's like a fucking...
It usually happens in parties of three, there's one person who doesn't want to be there.
Or like a Northern Exposure sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Wait. Northern Reflections.
Yeah.
Sorry. I always mix those. I got a Northern Exposure shirt once, have a good time. But yeah, parties of
three and above are like, it's like, there's going to be one person who doesn't want to be there. Because, like, there's not that much compromise amongst, like, friends like that. Like, someone's just going to show up. And they're going to be like, oh, what is this? Like, and they're my favorite people because I don't like any of them. If you're going to be mean, you are my bitch for the night.
Your bitch? Yeah, I've been that before.
You lost that position.
Who's your bitch now?
Apparently.
I have no joke.
Sweatpants Jones, who's eating steak tartare.
Northern Reflection Sweatpants Jones.
We're doing this thing where, like, we're trying to be more accommodating. And it's, like, really hard to, like, go from we don't accommodate. And, like, someone will be like, oh, I'm glad you did it. And I'd be like, yeah. And they try to, like, meet them halfway. Like, it's really hard.
All right. But I need you to know you're an idiot. This is your fault.
You guys should just, like, keep, like, a box of Hot Pockets in the freezer. Just so, you know, somebody doesn't like any of the menu choices. Just, like, just bring them out of Hot Pocket and charge them, like, $30.
Oh, I think my favorite Toronto restaurant move ever was, like, Thirsty and Miserable in Kensington. Like, in order to be, like, you have to be able to serve food in Toronto to sell alcohol. And their way around it was to buy, like, Hungry Man dinners. Or, like, what's not Hungry Man, but the shitty one, like, Swanson?
Yeah.
Yeah. And charge, like, $24 for
Famished Guy.
They had it, like, written on, like, a Bristol board, like gourmet Swanson's, like, TV dinners. And she'd, like, just fucking heat it up in a microwave for you if you wanted it.
So good.
It was, like, the funniest thing. Like, holy fuck, what a fuck you, like, move. Like, I don't want to deal with this shit. Just buy TV dinners. And someone's like, yeah.
Starving dude.
Need what is food Salisbury steak?
Salisbury steak is
it's not a cut.
No, it's not. It's like a meatloaf, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like ground beef, but they call it steak for some reason. Because it's in like a slab.
Yeah, it's in a slab. It's compressed.
It's
put under. It's the particle board of food, really. It's compressed for eons. And then served with a thick, viscous gravy over.
I think my IKEA couch is built out of it.
IKEA malm of meals.
Don't knock the malm, man.
I'm not knocking the malm.
I got some malm at home.
My malm has served me very well.
I love my malm.
Yeah, it is. There it is. I'm like, where's Matt on this? Come on. There's a malmy joke in there somewhere.
I'm the one guy out of the three over who doesn't want to be here.
No, it was three and above, so two of us don't want to be here.
Oh, so you...
No, know. It can just be one, because usually the girlfriend's like, oh, the couple you don't like is wants to go to Hop Goods Food Line. And the guy's like, yeah, I guess. And they look at the menu, and he's like, what? No burgers.
I gotta deal with their shit. And I can't have hot wings. Fuck.
Can you just find me some wings? You're a restaurant.
Came over to our apartment and I had to buy the pizza.
I want a fucking quesadilla.
I am an American.
There's shrimp in this menu item. And there's bread in this one. Just put them together. I don't care. I just want a shrimp sandwich. I'm not even kidding.
That happened?
Not even kidding.
Who has it?
Can I just get the side striped shrimp instead of the meat in the donair? No. What is no? Why would you? No, I can't let that. I'm a human being, man. Like, why the fuck would you want that? It's not even tasty. Like,
what was it craving for an off menu shrimp sandwich?
And I was kind of like, well, she's like it's the only thing I can eat. It's like. It comes like a sugary sweet sauce. She's like, well, can I just no sauce? And I was like, you want shrimp on a pita?
Yeah, shrimp pita. Shrimp pita. Like, well, you never had shrimp pita before.
And she kept looking at me like I was being an asshole. But I was like, I can't go and give, like, I can't go to my chef and be like, hey, can you give this paying customer a shitty meal? Like, they really want it.
Yeah.
And it's terrible.
Shrimp pita. I had a customer be like, I'd like the curry. Instead of the rice, can I get fries? Like, yeah, that's no problem at all. I'm going to make that happen for you.
That's a curry poutine, man. That's delicious.
And I wrote on the computer. You have to type with two fingers. That's my business.
Yeah.
The audience was confused.
I'm holding two fingers to an invisible screen. I wrote, instead of rice, fries. And it came out, a bed of fries, curry on top. And I gave it to her. And 5 minutes later, go back and check it out. How's everything? You know, if it were me, I wouldn't have put the sauce on top of the fries. And I was like, oh. Because you said you wanted it instead of the rice.
Yeah.
And that's where the rice goes. So I put the fries there instead of the rice. Well, I know that's not your fault. I know the kitchen probably did. No, I told them to do it that way. You didn't give me any other instructions. So I'm like, oh, I wouldn't have done it this way. Oh. You should tell people that in the future.
To be honest, I probably wouldn't have prepared this dish at all. Like, I guess I was kind of feeling like, you know, I make this really great.
Stay home! I make a great curry soup with a french fry dome at home. And the two never touch each other. And that's kind of what I was hoping you would do.
I would take two plates and I would put fries on one plate. And curry sauce on the other.
And then I would put the plate with the curry sauce on top of the fries. How I like it.
I would eat the curry soup and then make the chicken after.
I like when people ask me to change my signature cocktails, like the ones that I've made up. It's one thing to be like, I want my Manhattan on the rocks. It's like, yeah, you know why you want that. Like, that's a very old drink.
Absolutely.
You know, or like, I like bourbon old fashions rather than rye. It's like, okay, cool. I mean, mine's better, but you know, here you go, you're the guest.
I do too.
It's like when they're like, can I get this after the Gold Rush with no egg whites? Absolutely not. Like, what is wrong with you? Do you know why I put egg whites in there? No. I was like, then you can't have no egg whites. Like, if you can't tell me why you don't want it other than you don't like the concept of egg whites, like, yeah. It's like, no, do you want me to shake bourbon and lemon and a little simple syrup together and make you a shitty bourbon sour? Sure. But like, am I gonna change this guy wants the Farmer's Armagnac, but he wants it with rum. I was like, that doesn't even fit the pun. There's Armagnac in the Farmer's Armagnac. That's why I called it the Farmer's fucking Armagnac.
Farmer's Armagnac.
I don't even know what that's going to taste. No, I'm not gonna send garbage into his mouth. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, no. Does he want a rum cocktail? I'll make him a fucking Mai Tai or a rum and coke.
Made the fucking Farmer's Armagnac as is, and they wouldn't know.
Also, you know what? I'm gonna say this right now. World.
Live tweet.
As a bartender... It's just a rum and coke. You don't order a fucking Cuba Libre from me. You fucking cunt.
No, that means it has lime.
They all have. I always give lime.
I know. That was my joke.
It's just like, and that's what he said. And that's what made me. He goes, can I have a Cuba Libre? I was like, I have no idea what that is. He's like, oh, you don't know what a Cuba Libre is. I was like, no. He's like, how long have you been bartending? He's like, I run a fucking bar. Like in my head, I'm like, sir, shut the fuck up. And I'm going, I just don't know what, like, is that a, like, what's in it? He's like, rum, coke. I was like, oh, rum and coke. And he's like, yeah, but with lime. I was like, oh, rum and coke with lime? You got it, man. Like,
I made one of those.
We were so busy. I had no time for this fucking douchebag to be like, it's just like, and I tell him, like, how's your rum and coke? He's like, it's okay. I was like, no, it's a rum and coke, okay? It's a rum and coke. It's not okay. It is fantastic. It is exactly what it's supposed to taste like.
It's perfect.
It's rum, followed by coke, and you even get your little lime wedge.
Featuring lime.
Which you very could have, like, very easily could have asked for.
10 out of 10, would drink again.
Fucked it.
Satisfied all the requirements of rum and coke. Service.
Because I'm like, fuck Chris.
And what, maybe the and is like amaretto.
No. What happened is he looked and he saw cocktail books up on the wall. He's like, well, this guy's read some cocktail books. I've got cocktails for
dinner. I'm going to stump him with something I learned at Sandals down in the Dominican.
Yeah.
Can you have a chupa mamabra, please?
I think he got a Cuba Libre in the Dominican.
I actually mentioned that because I learned the term.
Can I get a Mox's Cola and rum, please?
When I was at a Sandals in the Dominican.
Can I have a PC Cola and Jack, please?
It's got to be, not PC, RC Cola.
Can I have RC Cola and Jack?
RC Cola and Jack, shaken, and I would like the remainder of the can, please. Shaken.
But I want the Coke shaken.
Not the Jack. Don't shake the Jack.
Because I want to ruin your outfit.
Because I want it to taste like Fountain Coke, but...
And it better come from the bottle. And the bottle's before 1999, when they still had the blue label.
Can I get a clear Pepsi and vodka, please?
Right now!
Yeah, I'll have an RC Cola blue label and rum.
That'll be 36 cents.
I want a fucking Zima and scotch. Does Zima still exist?
Could I have a gin and Fresca?
Go, horrible drink combinations.
This guy orders a Lagavulin 16.
Freskin.
He's like, Lagavulin 16, rocks on the side, soda on the side. I'm like, alright.
What?
Okay, I'm like, okay, this guy has a very specific way he wants to enjoy it. I mean, some people do put club soda in there. Scotch, it's fine. Ours, I don't know why they would do that in it. Yeah.
Ours is not the question why.
Sure. So I do it, and I'm thinking like, okay, this guy must really, you know, he has a very specific scotch profile that he likes. And it's just like, I mean, I poured like half a can of soda for him in a glass, and like, they come back like 10 minutes later, he's like, can we get more soda? I was like, for what? It's like, for the Lagavulin guy? It's like, what? It's like, yeah, he feels like he needs more soda. I was like, does he like scotch? Like, we're talking like, I gave more than I thought I should give. You need like a splash of soda to liven up scotch at most. And like, it didn't make any sense. Like, why are you spending exorbitant amounts of money for a club soda?
The question is not, does he like scotch? He really likes soda.
It's like, all you did is ruined your club soda. Like, fuck the scotch. That shit's not, it's not even in there anymore.
Club soda tastes like bacon now. I don't know.
You just want to throw a cigarette in your club soda? I mean, that's what you're going for.
Smoke profile.
I can make tons of things that taste like shit. Like, fucking people. Fucking
precious.
Precious on a yacht.
Precious on a yacht. That's the podcast name.
Yeah.
Kennedy always told me the story where he worked at a bar.
President?
Yeah. Rest in
Who's
peace.
President?
Rest in peace. No, Alex.
Did you ever play Bullet in your Misfits cover band?
No.
No, I did We Are 138. That was the first cover we did.
Really? I've never heard anyone cover that Misfits song before.
And then we did Scream, so shut your fucking face.
Scream with me.
Alex used to tell me the story where I worked at a bar where they served Louis XIII, which was like $200 a shot. And they kept it in the office, which was above the bar. You had to walk outside to get up to the office, right? And this guy is sitting down and he's like, I would like an ounce of Louis XIII, please. And Alex was like, absolutely. Coming right up, sir. And he goes outside and it's like thunderstorming and it's like raining all over him. And he runs up the slippery, wet iron staircase to get to the office and grabs the bottle. Shelters it in his jacket, comes back inside, and he's sopping wet, and he grabs a snifter for this guy. He places it down, presents the bottle, uncorks it, you know, pours in the ounce, and gives it to him. The guy says, thank you very much. And Alex says, you're welcome, sir. And the guy picks it up and just dumps it directly into his lobster bisque.
Really?
Yep. $200 cognac. Fuck you. Right there.
I want to go and get fired in front of me for some guy tricking her. She's like, he looked at the bottle and it was the Louis XIII, and it's like, that bottle is actually worth like $200 deposit. Yeah. And he's like, I'll buy a shot of that if I can keep the bottle. And she's like, sure. Fired, bam, immediately. Everyone's like the boss is like, hey, where's the Louis? And she's like, oh, someone bought a shot. He's like, where's the bottle? And he's like, oh yeah, like shit. But she's like, I gave it to him. He asked for it. And he's like, okay.
What'd she do with the rest of the liquid in that bottle?
He bought the last ounce.
Okay. I've heard this. I've actually heard this before.
This happened at Harbor Sports Club, where like it's just now closed.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I've heard that if you buy the last,
you need the deposit for the
pitch is dead.
I've heard that if you buy the last ounce, you get the bottle. I've heard that before. I mean, I understand why it's not true, but. I have heard that.
I feel like that's something someone said to get the bottle.
And now it's just urban legend.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Final Destination?
No.
Jeepers Creepers.
I know what you did last summer.
3D.
That was always a line people used to use, like when I worked in like the scummier bar. It's like, oh man, other bars let me do this. Don't care, sir.
Go on.
Has that ever worked for you? Dude, it's not working now.
Oh, you caught me jerking off in the bathroom? The other person let me do this.
It'd be like me walking into Hot Topic and just like walking it with like stuff, not paying for it. Like, oh, that's cool, man. My brother owns a shop.
Fucking Square One Hot Topic lets me do this.
Yeah.
Fine.
Sears let me do this
last week. Okay.
They didn't know I did it, but...
A guy was being drunk and shitty and dropped the owner's name at our bar the other night. He was like, we'd like a table for our dinner, and Andy would appreciate it. I'm like, oh, you know Andy? I know Andy too. He's a good guy. He just walked away.
Really, the owner of this establishment would appreciate it if you got a table. Yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure there, bro.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I just imagined you just like saying, I know Andy too, and then taking off your cowboy boot and showing him Andy scrawled on the bottom of it. Like
a Toy Story. I just watched Toy Story 3.
It's beautiful.
Toy Story 3, man.
These two fucking old drunks came in, and they were being like just like nonstop belligerent. It was the kitchen's last call. They were drunk. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I know I'd seen them before. Mm. I was like, okay. I was like, have a seat. We're doing last call like for the kitchen now. So like, you know, like, what are you guys feeling? I was like, crab dip. What's up? I was like, it's fucking delicious. It's really rich. But it takes like, it's a long cook. So if you guys are like really hungry, it's going to be a bit of a wait for the crab to come out. If you want something more like, you know, like something quicker, I'd avoid that. Like, I don't know how hungry you guys are. Like, you know, if you just want like, a bite and snack. Or what? He's like, you ever take any sales classes? I was like, no. He's like, rhetorical question. See, the thing about communication is you want to remove barriers and make it clear. Like, if you don't want to sell me the crab dip, just tell me don't get the crab dip. I was like, no, it's delicious. But I can see that this is not your first stop tonight. You might be hungry. It's going to be a bit of a wait. He's like, yeah, I don't feel like you're really listening to me. You know, like you don't really see, son. You gotta really make your points clear,
son.
Yeah.
Wow.
To which I said, oh, okay, and removed their waters from the bar and said, leave my bar now. He's like, what? I was like, am I not removing enough barriers? The seats you are in are no longer for you. I'm closing. Leave. And he's like, where's the fucking manager? Let me get him for you. Hello, what can I do for you? And he's like, you're the manager. I was like, yeah. And the bartender is like, many hats. Please leave. And he's just like, fucking...
I'm also the doorman.
No, actually he didn't swear. Actually, that's my bad. Because it actually gets better. And he's like, this is ridiculous. We've been here before. I was like, and I hope you come back again, you know, but tonight's not going to be your night. And like, he turns around and he sees like, and Ed's walking in because he hears that this guy getting agitated. And he's like, what's going on? He's like, this guy, and he points at me. He's like, this guy is a goof.
Amen, brother.
And Ed goes, and then his body goes like, yeah, you're a goof. And I'm like, have a good night, gentlemen. He's like, yeah, I will, goof. You goof. I'm like, okay, man. Like,
actually,
goof
that many times.
I'm not even said it on the way out.
I just can't even breath.
He just kept screaming, you're a goof.
They sound like the bad
guys. You'll always be a goof.
Sound like the bad guys from the John Hughes movie.
I mean, I wouldn't have believed it if it wasn't like a 50-some-year-old man screaming in a restaurant. It's like...
How you told him to leave fills me with joy. That was the most wonderful thing I've ever heard.
Oh, fuck those people, man. Oh, I used to give everyone like a shot. Like, gut instinct. I'd be like, this is not going to end well. And every single time it's been like, that did not end well. And now it's every time someone comes in, I get like the fucking hint of crazy or whatever. It's not get the fuck out, man. Mm. Not today, like or never again. Just leave. Like I don't need your fucking money or your order and like waste of food that you're just gonna walk out on. Like, you know.
I probably when he called me son, I would have.
That was.
I would have said, Dad.
Fuck! Oh, that was great.
Dad, you found me.
And just chase him out of the bar that way. I've started to...
Daddy, why are you leaving again?
You skipped a baseball glove under the bar for
the because I didn't let you fuck me.
Very occasion.
Whoa! Rape, baby!
Dad's in Lost Prophets!
Dad, I knew I'd find you again after you left me by the side of the road.
Oh. Anything you want. Anything you want. You want a crab dip? I'll get you
crab I'll get it for you right away, Daddy.
You want to stick my dick in the crab dip?
And the cat's bitch? In the cradle and the spoon.
Oh, God, Dad.
I've started responding to...
He was gentle.
Oh, I haven't done a live podcast tweet in a while. What should I tweet?
Still doing this podcast you haven't heard yet.
Live podcast.
Strap in. It's going to be uncomfortable.
Don't fart in my fucking microphone. I swear to God.
I'm going
to
go in the other room. We'll be back in like 2 minutes. Don't worry about my story, by the way.
I'm going to drop a 2-minute fart.
I don't need to tell it.
You're going to interrupt it by farting on the microphone.
Wait, Selena Kyle, she got shot, right? And then J-Lo played her?
Is that the start of mine?
We're
not J-Lo, fucking...
Storm. Halle Berry.
It's really Halle Berry, yeah.
Storm. Fucking Monster's Ball there. Matt, what were you saying? We interrupted you.
I actually don't remember.
I want to see the next Halle Berry movie where she's just billed as fucking Monster's Ball there.
I started watching that today.
Monster's Ball?
Yeah, I didn't finish it. I fell asleep.
I've never seen it.
No, it's just something about like the implication of Billy Bob Thornton going down on Halle Berry. It's just not something I want
to
watch.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
No, it's all good.
I need to see that at all.
I mean, I would think that like once I've seen, you know, fucking Harvey Keitel jerk off onto some teenager's back, that no, I'm ready for anything. But no, not that, at all.
Ready for Peter Sarsgaard's penis?
Yeah. Sponsors Ball. That movie where Charlize Theron
can't even do it.
He puts on a prison prom. Fuck. Shit.
I thought that was the movie where
that's Mighty Joe Young.
Billy Crystal and John Goodman are coaching the Oakland A's, and then Superbad comes and helps them out.
It's like pop culture Tourette's in here.
It's actually the next Monsters, Inc. movie.
Monsters, Inc., Monsters University, Monsters Ball.
Billy Bob Thornton's just going
to
imply that he goes down on Billy Crystal, because that's entertainment right there.
Mike Wazowski.
I like Monsters, Inc. and Monsters University. I watched that, like, for the first time.
I haven't seen Monsters University.
That's good. It's cute. Yeah.
The new reality show, Monsters, Inc., is good, too. It's really...
We watched Incredibles last night, too, man.
Incredibles is the shit,
fuck
man.
Fuck yeah.
Incredibles is probably my favorite Pixar movie. Like, everyone's all up in Toy Story. I fucking love The Incredibles so much.
Up was awesome. Incredibles is definitely my favorite. I fucking really like Ratatouille.
I haven't seen Ratatouille.
Oh, Ratatouille's really good, too.
It's like this rat who's...
He had a tui. He's all over the place. Yeah, you know, it's a rat.
A tui.
It's hard to follow because I haven't seen Ratatouille.
when you listen to this podcast again, realize that you and I just made the same joke at the same time. Because I just said the sequel is Ratatouille.
Ratatouille Fast and Furious.
Did you see the crossover Pixar movie? Ratawally?
Ratatouille Story?
Ratatouille Story.
See what I did there?
Ratatouille Story 2.
Wally's my favorite, and I don't want to hear the date rape reading again.
Have you guys ever heard my take on fucking Wally?
I've never seen it.
Or we're going to hear it. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Have you seen Wally?
I haven't seen Wally, no.
Like, I feel like it's going to ruin the movie for you.
So let's not...
So should I watch Wall-E and then you can tell me this rapey story?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
My friend Ed actually got really upset at me when I told him it because it's one of his favorite movies. And I said it and he's just like... He couldn't disprove it. But he's just like, fuck you. fuck, no, just actually fuck you. Why would you ever put that in my brain? It's a children's movie. I was like, he's a stalker. It's a movie about Stockholm Syndrome. Like, flat out.
All right, let me watch it, and then I want to hear this theory.
Yeah, we'll go back. We'll talk about this next podcast. Eric talks Wally.
Podcast before this podcast.
Podcast 2, Port of Call, New Orleans.
All right, take a break.
All right.
Any Arnold impression I do now is
just Hey, welcome back to Wolfcast.
Copenhagen. Yeah. Give them to them.
I started drinking brambles.
Yeah, what? What?
Because I found blackberry liqueur in my local CBO today.
Nice.
Bramble! And I was like, hilarious. I was like, oh, I can make a bramble! And the guy's like, what? I was like,
it's a drink that no one but me knows about.
I was talking out loud with my iPod in.
You should totally bring this to Hop Goods and call it Bramble On. How did you not hear Matt make that joke already?
Fuck! Because I was making cocktails. Ugh. Well, I think what happened is, like, that's the joke I wanted to make, and you just made it for me. So, technically, it's my idea.
It's a joke you wanted to make, but not the joke.
Bramble On!
How come you make jokes, and then, like, I want to make a joke, but then you make a joke, and then, like, it's just a funny hat.
Sandy! The first time I ever made a cocktail was a variation of this cocktail called the VMO. And then I'd been making, like, a really nice, and I still have, I guess, grapefruit syrup, and...
Which means old Mo, or, like, what's Mo, right?
I'm word.
Word, oh, M-O-T, okay, word, yeah.
Or Mott, as all my guests say. Can I get the Nouveau Mott?
Nouveau Mott.
So anyway, so I did a variation, because, like, the original one said Saint-Germain, but, like, you know, whatever, like, straight up, everything. But I had, like, grapefruit bitters and syrup, called the Nouveau Mo, because I'm clever, because it's a new way to make the cocktail. And she's like, oh, this is really good. This is really good because, like, this is the cocktail I was about to make.
Yeah, you did.
And, like, thank you so much for making it for me. I was like,
wait, what?
Yeah, okay. And the next day she's like, yeah, we're going to put this on the menu. And I couldn't even say thank you. I was like, okay. And when she's like, Eric made a cocktail, which is really great because it was the same, you know, like, it's a cocktail that, like, you know, I've been trying to find the time to make, and I've had these ideas, but, like, you know, he just kind of, like, he managed to put them into effort, or into, you know, fruition for me. So I have a new cocktail on my menu. Eric's calling it the Nouveau Mo, and I couldn't believe it was happening. And then that night it became the best-selling cocktail. It has never stopped being the best-selling cocktail. It's the only reason it's still on the menu. It just sells like crazy. And it killed her every single day to see that thing up there. Like, she took it off the menu for a while, and it was still the best-selling cocktail because people would go in and ask for it. Like,
it's the best.
It, yeah, I mean, well, fuck that bitch, man. What a dick.
I want to drink this drink faster than I should. That's how delicious it is.
Yeah, it's pretty delicious.
Yeah. So, bramble is gin. Lemon juice. This is why I don't drink cocktails. I only make them because, like
2 ounces of liquid. Fuck that.
I like, seriously, like, I don't like cocktails. I like a lot of liquid or straight hard to drink whiskey. I think the only cocktail I really really love to drink is like a Boulevardier or like a Manhattan or a Negroni, because like it's a bunch of liquid. It's just bitter enough that I don't pound it back. Like, but if that's why I tasted it with straws. I can be like, yep, that's good. Or it needs this or that. And then I craft it, and it's like, okay, perfect. Because I don't have the self-control to be put in front of a cocktail.
I need to try this again.
I'm just like,
let's put ketchup in it.
I think what I need to do next.
What are you saying?
Let's put ketchup in it.
No, I made this really good. A quick nap. And then this Star cocktail. Wars trilogy.
This cocktail needs a nap and 6 inches of Batman.
You know what? Okay, this is like my third time trying this. I think what's gonna make this perfect is if I call my ex-girlfriend.
You're gonna make me sad.
And then things work out, and then I just, you know.
And then we'll be together forever. That would make this drink perfect.
And then everything would be all right, because she didn't want to leave me. She wanted to leave the idea of me. You know, Dave, I just feel like this is one out there. And I found the one, you know, with her. And then the one before her.
And then three more dashes of bitters.
And she's getting on a plane tonight. I need to stop that plane!
Will, I need a portable stereo. And trench coat. Hey, where are my boots, by the way? You
still have those? I still have your boots, yeah.
Good.
And you portable stereo.
Footwear? Hang on, guy that can't hang up.
I lent you for your D. Snyder outfit, and then you gave him the ham.
Oh, man. Wow, man.
Yeah, I've had these boots in my
closet. We broke up as friends years. For a year.
Right.
And then he made me a cocktail, and then it was all better.
Today or on a separate day?
No, this is beautiful. He, like, held the cocktail up in the air, and he sung Shock the Monkey to me.
Cunt nigger.
Wow,
what's going on out there?
What fucking cunt nigger.
Whoa!
Okay?
Yeah!
Eager.
Anyway, I'll let it color from there. You want to shut that window, bud?
No, I want to see.
Apparently there's a cunt nigger living in my neighborhood.
That was the name of the cocktail that he made for me, actually.
I thought you were going to say that was the name of the Peter Gabriel song he sang to.
I'm gonna be bad. You cunt nigga.
We cannot call the podcast cunt nigga. When I moved, I thought, oh yeah, you know, and I passed that coffee time that was on my corner. And I was like, get the fuck, good riddance, you piece of shit. And then
this is just so that you're not where I was when you started this story. The coffee time, that is old apartment.
Old apartment coffee time. I left it. I was like, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. East End, Toronto, you garbage neighborhood I lived in. And then I go to turn the corner onto my new street. New coffee time. Even closer than the last time.
I was in the van with you.
Which makes me feel like the next time I move is just going to be into an apartment above a coffee time in which I own the franchise of.
I was in the van with you when we were coming up the street. It made me feel like maybe you had always come to this place from a different angle because your work is that way.
I had.
Right. And then when you turned up the street, you're like, oh, is it fucking coffee time? About the street? Oh, God damn it.
And technically, it's a block and a half away.
The funny thing about coffee time.
It's still on my street. I don't want it on my street.
The funny thing about coffee time is that if you look at their prices, they are note for note. Everything is the exact same as Tim Hortons. The food price is the same as Tim Hortons. The coffee quality is the same as Tim Hortons. It's almost like part of their business model is like, it's like Tim Hortons,
but filled
with sketchy drug addicts.
At least that Tim Hortons hanging out outside of the Tim Hortons.
Yeah. Right? What's up with, like,
no, man, it's built into the franchise. Like, there's no other explanation.
I have a laundromat nearby, and I don't stay there. I pay for the wash and fold. That's my treat to me.
Dude, I've done it. Don't even laugh.
What?
Dollar
99 cents a pound? Amazing. Fuck that.
I love that. That's my treat to me. That's
my Eric favorite time. Statement.
You know what I did with that 3 hours? I watched, like, fucking YouTube videos.
No, that's
probably jerked off a few times.
That's his treat to him. He can jerk off.
I can't do that. I can't do that in a laundromat.
I don't want to get in the way of you jerking off to Chocolate Rain.
I can always make more money for the rest of my life, but I can't make more time. And I decided I don't want to spend any more time sitting in a laundromat. You know?
No, that's totally fair.
Oh, fuck that shit. Like,
I wasn't being facetious, by the way. I just love that. That's my treat.
Making up words.
I feel like there was something I was going towards though when I was talking about stuff.
Doubt it.
Were you about to talk about your
laundry?
Going to make a
that's
cocktail?
Your treat to you.
Yeah, and then
right, yeah.
But I'm looking at, like, I thought it was always the same place, but it's not. It's two competing establishments. There's Parkdale Breakfast and Parkdale Coffee, and they're not like the same. And I was like, oh, nobody goes in there except the same 8 people. And they, like, they're always in the different restaurants. Like, they switch up. And they're always fighting or yelling. Like, it's... Man, what a lateral move this was.
Yeah.
I still live in a sketchy-ass neighborhood.
But you pull up to work.
Yeah. Last night, I found a new antique store on the way home. And I'm like, oh, shit. This was, like, an empty storefront, like, last week. And I'm, like, looking in the thing. Like, they have, like a one of those, like, V-shaped storefronts that go, like, you know, the doors way at the back. Mm-hmm. And they have two symmetrical display cases that, like, kind of come out. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, looking at the display cases because I assume they're closed. And I hear, like, hey! I'm like, good! Like, what the fuck, man? And I turn, I'm like, ah! He's like, you looking for something? And he's got the door open to his shop. I'm like, stem glassware? He's like, we got stem glassware. I was like,
wow.
Good! He's like, yeah, come back when we're open. I was like, alright. Oh, you're closed. He's like, yeah. It's like, I'm not in the store, though. He's like, yeah, come back when we're open. I was like, I don't know what... Like, in my head, I'm like, what? Like,
you should have said to him, have you ever taken any sales classes?
Did you guys see the Rob Ford interview with the news
cast? Fox News, not
heard yet. Of?
I've been doing my best to not fucking pay any attention to that man.
Which is easy when you live in the woods.
Just watch the Tommy Boy.
I think more people recut. Who actually aren't from Toronto are talking about fucking Rob Ford than more people who are in Toronto, which is depressing.
I'm but, like,
has anyone actually ever talked to the guy?
No.
Rob Ford?
Have you?
Yeah.
No.
Face of Danforth, man.
You were there?
Mm-hmm.
This year?
Mm.
Was he shithoused?
Yeah.
Is he brick-faced?
Were you shithoused?
No, but he's still, but here's the thing. He's still such a nice guy.
I don't give a fuck.
But he just should not be.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I really.
He should be coaching children's football.
No, he shouldn't.
And doing. Yes, he should. No, he's still a good dude. But, like, he just needs to be, like, not where he's at.
Dude,
like,
I grew up with people that are so much fun to be around when they're hammered. And so polite and lovely. But, like, I don't...
Do you think anyone in the world has, like, never done fucking illicit drugs?
No, that's not
what I'm saying. He just got caught, and he's an idiot.
That's not what I'm saying.
Like,
I'm saying a guy that repeatedly goes back to the well and is now using it, saying, well, I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah.
That's not... The guy whose brain says, I can spin this to my advantage, is not the person I want deciding where my streetcars go.
What drives me crazy is that, like, Clayton Ruby... couldn't fucking get him out of his job. You know what I mean? Like, it's like we are so fucked. Like yeah. we had the best go at him over, like, the most minute, like, it was like a regular Al Capone caught for fucking tax evasion.
Yeah.
Like, moment. It's like, yeah, we're done with him. And he couldn't do it. It's like, whoa. And he had everything intact. Everything ready to go. And Rob Ford walked. And now this happens. What?
Was this a year ago?
And everyone's like, yeah, no, he probably shouldn't be there. It's like, no, he absolutely should have never been elected. What the fuck is going on? And then he's just still our mayor. And we strip him of all those powers. But, like, he's still in the office. Like, he's still, like you know, the fucking... clown of office, like.
But he has no voting ability, and I'm sure that will carry over if he gets elected again.
But you know what? He's going to. Yeah, you know, I'm calling it now. He's getting reelected. But yeah, it was like what a nut situation, like.
And the you know, the problem is that he speaks of his ability to save people money, and that's all they care about, and that's why he'll get elected again. The reality is that no one's being educated as to the fact that he's not actually saving anyone money.
Yeah.
It's just like they're voting for the loudest person.
That's exactly an issue. You've got people who are stupid enough to vote for populist rhetoric
yeah.
without actually really knowing a goddamn thing about, you know, how their city's run and how it's being run and why it's being run in that way. And it's just basically all about, I don't want to pay a plastic bag fee.
Yeah. And this is...
And don't get me wrong, I think the plastic bag fee was fucking stupid because it was poorly implemented.
Absolutely. But... Where does it, what is it... Where does the plastic bag fee money go? Oh, they're encouraged to donate to charity.
Yeah.
Nope. That's dumb.
But this is a problem on both sides.
Oh, absolutely. It's not strictly a right-wing issue.
It's people listening to, oh, Rob Ford's an idiot because he smokes crack. I'm upset with people that say that now because I'm like, no, he's an idiot because he votes against social programs that keep people alive.
Yeah. Are you live tweeting? What are you doing?
No, it's answering texts.
Hashtag Matt.
What do you think of all this stuff?
It's pretty cool, you know? Like, we got this guy who's doing stuff. It's not good. So, like, let's all just be cool, chill out, see what happens. People know what they're doing. They're going to do it. But the guy who doesn't know what he's going to do is still doing what he's doing. But we'll do it. We'll figure it out. Everyone's going to do it, okay? Cool.
Should we also hustle?
That actually was... one of the smartest responses I've ever heard about this whole thing.
Dude, seriously, yeah.
I'm not even being facetious. Like, that's your... Everything about your tone in that sentence is 100% correct.
I met the guy. I'll tell you, one of us was drinking in public, and it wasn't him. You know what I mean? Like, and,
I came out on top in that exchange.
He was fucked. You know, when I ran on Ronzi Fest, he was straight, but, you know.
Still, ran into him twice then?
Yeah, I ran him on the Polish Fest. When a local furniture maker begged him not to sit on a chair. But, like.
That's comedy, game.
You know, at Taste, he was, you know, like, yeah, he got fucked up, but, like.
Who hasn't?
He wasn't on the clock. That's actually the thing that bugs me.
See, that...
He wasn't working.
When you're the mayor, you're always...
Yeah, fine. That's... I can't
Winston agree Churchill was constantly drunk.
Winston Churchill was competent.
Yeah. Mm, okay. That's the difference. Winston Churchill saved the world in a couple...
But I mean, like... In a war. But
Winston Churchill survived...
But he was elected. Like, I'm not going to be a Ford fucking apologist.
No, absolutely.
I feel like he's being targeted for things that are way too easy. Like,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He's a fat, drunk, absolutely. Cracked addict. It's like, well, yeah, you know...
Now
like,
that...
But you also elected an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, this is just icing on the crack cake. Like, you know... He was a shit mayor before we found all this stuff out.
Yeah.
He's never been smart. Yeah. Even during his whole campaign. The guy ran on fucking trains of gravy. Like, it's like, nothing about this guy has ever been, like, you know...
Accurate.
Oh, I think he's going to be all right. Like, no, we all knew this was going to be a shit show. We just never knew how fucking shitty the show was going to be. He's a terrible, terrible, terrible leader. You know what I mean?
I don't know why three terribles made that.
Oh, he's the worst. But, like, everything about him as, like, a human, he was very polite every time I met him. Cordial. You know, watch the video of him showing off the City Hall haunted house. And it's like, that's just a jolly old dude.
He's the guy I don't want around my kids until he starts telling my kids that...
They should do crack.
That all the gays are spreading the AIDS to people.
But even that, it's like... Yeah, you talk about the ignorant shit he says with the fucking China and how they work like dogs. It's like, sir, you are on C-SPAN.
People are watching this.
You can see the cameras.
You walk into
this. This isn't even a string. And you're giving us this? Like, but you know what my favorite part about that is? It's not even what he says. It's just like Christmas Day, like bewilderment. Of, like, opening up a present going, oh, the Chinese work like dogs! Mom, have you seen this? Look at them! Dogs! It's like, he's a grown man.
Listen in your head, then say...
Passing.
trying to think of movies that Sean Connery would just enhance. Aside from everything.
Air Bud.
Yeah.
You're the dog now, man. You're the dog.
Oh my god.
You're the dog now, man.
Oh my god.
You're the dog now, man. You're the dog now, man.